We are quickly approaching the end of 2024. And if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year, and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities. So LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second? Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
The first deal you were talking about was a seller finance deal. And how did you figure out what kind of terms to negotiate? Like as far as like the payment, the you know, period of time and all that stuff, how did you determine what made the most sense?
Man, that was a long time ago. I had to go back and think about the details of that. Right. But, you know, long story short, I had ran it through my analysis tool. So I knew, okay, based upon what these rents and, you know, saying what I can collect, you know, of course you deduct all of your, you know, expenses, you know, to get your cash flow. Like, okay, I need to be at least at this number, which I think I initially offered, I don't know, you know, 450 or something like that a month to pay to her. And she was like, no, I need more than that. So I think we eventually settled on 750 a month. And I think the way it was calculated out, you know, it was on like a 11-year note. And of course, you know, if you're not paying any interest, you know, you are like really knocking off that principal, you know, every month, you know, saying every year. So, I am gaining equity in the property very, very quickly. So, and then another thing, like the guy, Randy, I was telling you about, you know, that's why it's good to get out and network with people, you know, meet other investors in your area, because, you know, he kind of walked me through some of those things, like, you know, interest rate, you know, your, you know, saying your term, you know, negotiating with the, you know, monthly payments and, closing costs and all of those various things. Like, you know, he was like, you know, those are all things you need to consider. So, you know, just write you out a little checklist of things, you know, you need to negotiate with her. And I did. And you know, that's how we were able to get it done.
Love it. Love it. And it sounds like for the subject to deal, it was pretty simple. And he was definitely very open. What are some tips you can provide to someone who finds someone who they want to do a subject to deal with and assume that mortgage? Like, what is some of the, I guess, details of that kind of situation? Because I think, you know, seller financing for people who have been looking into real estate, it you know, they kind of have a basic understanding of it. But I feel like subject to is one of those topics where it can seem a little bit confusing to someone.
Well, I attribute it to a few things. So, you know, one, in order to, I guess, really endear these sellers to you, is you have to be genuine. You know, so you have to be nice, you know, cordial, you know, be a good person and actually do a good job of building rapport with them. Because how does the saying go? You know, people do business with people that they like, you know, something like that. Yeah. But anyway, you know, you talk to the people, you be personable, you know, you ask questions about them, about their family, you know, you, with this guy with the subject to deal, what I found out about him is that he is a veteran, you know, actually a disabled veteran who got badly injured in Iraq and actually had to be discharged from the military because of it. And so, you know, we had that military connection and we built that rapport. And he was like, man, you're a cool guy, man. I want to help you out. And That's I think that's also part of the reason why, you know, he was so easy to work with, because I did take that time to get to know him and build that rapport. So I think that that's very, very important. You know, a few years ago, I read a book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And man, that book was very profound in the way that I deal with contractors, or the way that I deal with my tenants, the way that I deal with my bankers, an insurance agent, like all of these people that's on your team that help to make your business successful. I think that's the biggest part, is like, you know, being genuine, being a good person. You know, if you're going to do something, if you say you're going to do something, make sure that you do it. Be a man of your word. And I think that that goes a long way as far as, you know, building a relationship with your talent. So, you know, with that being said, I mean, because the concept of subject to is very simple. Now, there's some, you know, details, you know, because you have to get their permission to communicate with the mortgage company, you know, saying that there's like additional paperwork that has to be done, especially if you have to do like a loan modification, because a lot of times these sellers are like, you know, they have a high like balance of arrears on the property. So, you know, you got to do some things to get everything caught up and get it back in good standing. So, but anyway, the concept of it is basically a person is behind on their mortgage, or, you know, they don't want to pay the mortgage anymore, whatever the case may be, it's a foreclosure. You can come in, they're in a distressed position. You can come in, you can help them out by getting that property back in good standing, you know, out of foreclosure, you know, getting their credit back on track, because, you know, of course, those things hit their credit. And, you know, you just explain it like that. Hey, this is how it can benefit you. If I take over your payments, and, you know, you won't have anything to worry about. And, you know, long story short, the sellers that I have worked with who have been willing to do a subject to deal, you know, it's worked out very well for them.
Love it. Love it. What's the process like with the mortgage company in a subject to deal? Like, how does that work?
So like, for example, the very first one I did, it was a lady who had a house in Clinton, Mississippi. She moved out of the house. She got a transfer in her job, and the house sat vacant, I don't know, for 3-4 years, something like that, right? It was in terrible condition. She wasn't moving bad. None of her family wanted the property. And it was in the foreclosure process. So, you know, long story short, I mean, I just said, how can I help you, you know, with this property? You know, so what can I do to help you with this situation? She was like, well, you know, you can just help to take it off my plate. Like, I don't want to make any payments, you know, so on and so forth. And, you know, it, because she was so far behind, I had to, you know, you have to get a authorization form that, so you can speak to the mortgage company, and, you know, you turn that into them, they say, and then now they'll talk to you about, okay, this is how much she is in arrears. This is what you need to do to get it caught up. If you would like to do a modification, this is the paperwork that has to be filled out. And, you know, if you work your way through all of that and, you know, complete these various steps, then the house is being put back in good standing. So that's basically it. Get that authorization form, communicate with them about the back, you know, whatever back fees and, you know, payments are owed, and, you know, try to get that thing back in good standing.
Got it. So once all that whole process is done, is it now your name on the title and their name on the mortgage? Like, what is that right, like? Or does it depend?
That's exactly how it is. So my name actually, in that instance, I put it in a trust. Gotcha, and gotcha. So it was in a trust. But her name was still on the mortgage. And so basically, you know, I, being the beneficiary of the trust, you know, have control to, you know, do all of those various things that I need to do with the property. So we took control of it. We rehabbed it. I actually rented the property because I was planning on keeping it. But then, and I kind of go into some details if you want me to, but I had like another situation where I had opportunity to buy a group of properties, a package deal. So anyway, I sold that house and then I bought the package deal.
Love it. Love it. So another question I have, so the mortgage is still in her, in the person's name, in the person's, in the original owner's name in a subject to scenario. Mm-hmm. So if you want to sell the property, do you need their permission?
No. So, okay. You know, basically when you sell the property, the closing attorney will see, hey, there's a lien on this property. The lien needs to be paid off. So, you know, when I sell a property, they have to satisfy that lien in order to sell it. So, you know, long story short, I think she bought the property. Well, she owed, I think, $40,000 in the property, I want to say. It was a nice house, 3-bed, 2-bath. I think it was like 1,400 square feet, 2-car garage, nice size lot. You know, it was a really nice house in a nice area.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.